Supporters and opponents of the Keystone XL pipeline summarized 11 days of testimony before the South Dakota Water Management Board on Tuesday, December 14th. Attorneys for the South Dakota Water Rights Program and for TC Energy hold that state law limits the board's consideration specifically to the use of water during pipeline construction. But opponents say the board has an obligation to consider potential water contamination and health consequences after the pipeline is finished. Ann Mines Bailey represents the State Water Rights Program. She says the Water Management Board's authority is limited to one chapter of state law.
Title 46 is about the appropriation of water. It's about setting aside water for a very specific use. It's not about water quality.
Mines Bailey says when the board considers beneficial use, it has to look at whether the water benefits the applicant, in this case, TC Energy. And she says public interest considerations must be limited to pipeline construction, not what happens after the pipeline is finished. She gives an analogy.
The board doesn't ask an irrigator, what crop are you going to plant? What pesticide are you going to apply? And then conduct a public interest analysis on whether or not that crop is good.
She notes that the statute does not provide for consideration of an applicant's character or past acts. But the attorney for the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and Great Plains Tribal Water Alliance says that's exactly what the board should do. Peter Capicella says the only way to translate tribal concerns is by examining risk, and past actions can help with that. He tells the board that the Federal Pipeline Safety Agency has determined that the leak detection used by TC Energy is effective only 23% of the time.
So we have, like in Freeman, the leak actually going on for days or weeks, or we don't know how long, and then the landowner discovers it.
He says Keystone XL can carry up to 830,000 barrels a day.
The leak detection threshold of 1%, what that means is 8,300 barrels of oil can leak every day in the waters of South Dakota if this project gets built, and nobody will know.
The board heard testimony from two attorneys supporting the pipeline permit and four attorneys and three pro se interveners against it. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.